I was just trying to see, is it possible, can we bring somebody from Escambia County in? Because I feel like I've always been a big person that feel like this. We deal with a lot of issues dealing with PPD. And to be honest, I mean, I've had my run-ins with PPD, but I have way more run-ins with Escambia County. So we're trying to fix, I know we're working within the city limits, but this is Pensacola as a whole city. So is it any way possible we can get someone from Escambia County Sheriff's Office to sit in on these meetings with us?
So this is Kyle Cole, the organizer, one of the organizers of the Graffiti Bridge protests. And he was talking at the Citizens Police Advisory Committee meeting in Pensacola last Tuesday. I finally got around to watching this the other day. It's very interesting, actually. And he raised the question of, look, PPD is one thing, which is, of course, where they have some connection because it's a city entity. But the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is just as much a policing agency in the area. Is there a way to get them involved in this? And the answer to them was basically, well, no, because the city doesn't oversee the county. That's a separately elected entity. But I wanted to ask Chief Deputy Chip Simmons. He is the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, formerly the Pensacola Police Chief. Welcome back to the show, sir. What do you think? You kind of heard Kyle's comments. Would ECSO be interested or able to participate at all in that Citizens Police Advisory Committee?
I don't see that, Andrew. The committee that they're talking about, they're a part of, was created by the mayor. The membership was created by the mayor. We have a number of opportunities for people to voice any concerns that they have with the sheriff's office. I know I'm available. Sheriff Morgan's available. We make our command staff available. We have a law enforcement, Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. We have, we attend neighborhood watches. We have a number of opportunities for people to share any concerns that they would have. They can obviously call my office. But because that particular group was created by the mayor under whatever direction he wanted to give them, I don't think that's appropriate for us to be involved in that. Now, as you know, I was a police chief for a number of years, and we had a liaison committee or an advisory committee back then. So it's not that we're not, we're willing to listen to what people have to say. I just think that makeup of that committee was unique to Mayor Robinson, and that's probably not a direction that we would want to take regarding how to select the committee and what the makeup of the committee would be. But again, as I said before, there are a number of opportunities for people to voice concerns that they may have with the sheriff's office, and we've always been open to that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that answer. If Kyle Cole wants to talk to you and has concerns, absolutely. But for ECSO to give the impression that they're, in any way subordinate to or related to this committee, there's something kind of odd about that. And I had that same reaction, but I was kind of curious to hear what you would say about it. You guys have had a couple of incidents in the last day or two that are concerning. Overnight, was there anything overnight that's taken place?
There was. We had a drive-by shooting, and I know that I heard on the intro the Pensacola Police Department was reporting a drive-by shooting. I think it was yesterday. We are working with them because we have had a couple of those particular incidents as well. We had one overnight in, I think it was Montclair area. No one was hit, but we had a drive-by shooting call at the 4,000 block of East Montclair Road. We did find some shell casings. And we have developed suspects as a result of the follow-up investigation. We had one of these, I believe, reported yesterday as well. And I know, again, the Pensacola Police Department has had at least one. So we're working with them, trying to piece these things together. Fortunately, no one has been killed in these. But we have our patrol deputies and our high-intensity patrol units out looking as much as we can for the people that are responsible for this. And we're asking if people knows. If they know who did this or if they know who are doing it, please let us know, because obviously we want to put them in jail.
And it's one of the things that you and I and Chief Leiter have talked about many times. This the challenge is, Pensacola city limits versus Escambia County. Of course, Pensacola is entirely within the county, but, criminals and people who are engaged in bad behavior, they don't care which side of this line they're on. And so the police agencies in our area have to work together and do work together to solve this stuff, right?
Yeah, we've worked very well together, and we always have. I mean, you always have different personalities, but I would say that by and large, it's been my experience over the last 35 years, really, that that we do understand that law enforcement, whether you're wearing the green of the sheriff's office or the dark blue of the Pensacola Police Department, we understand that we're in this together. And if we work and put our resources together, we create a better environment for both Escambia County and the city of Pensacola. So, yeah, we're working with them. I had a discussion yesterday with Chief Leiter about this and some other cases. So I think that as good a relationship as we have had over the years, I don't know that it's ever been as good as it is right now.
You guys also had I don't know if it's a good news story exactly, but at least a fairly decent outcome from a burglar last week, right?
Yeah, a gentleman reported us. He was in the Cottage Hill area, which is in the northern part of Escambia County. And he says he's on the computer about 9 o'clock at night, and he noticed a gentleman standing up inside of his home. Just he and his father were home. And then whenever the guy saw him, he just raised his hand. The homeowner grabbed his handgun, and then he held him at gunpoint until we got there. We get there, and we noticed that obviously this gentleman by the name of Matthew Arrington Javier, he is 35 years old. We charged him with felony burglary of an occupied dwelling. He admitted to us that he had been smoking spice and methamphetamines a couple hours beforehand and did not know where he was. Unfortunately for everyone involved, really, was we saw the surveillance video, the homeowner surveillance video, that he walked into the garage, walked right into the house. You cannot do that, whether you're on drugs or not. And this homeowner did probably what I would have done. He grabbed his firearm and held him at gunpoint until we got there to make the arrest.
Boy, you don't typically think you got to have your sidearm close to you inside your own home. But, you know, the farther away, the worse it is. And, man, that's – I mean, we lock our doors. You know, I would rather live in a neighborhood where we don't feel like we need to lock our doors. But we lock our doors even during the daytime because, you know, weird things happen. And, it's just – it's an unfortunate reality.
I think that's a good idea. I tell people to do that with their cars, even though it's – you know, earlier in the day, say it's on a Saturday, it's just a habit for me to lock my doors in my car and the doors of my home. Now, if I'm out working in the yard, obviously I do not. But as you said, it's not something that we want people to be fearful every time they're in their home. But if it becomes a habit, you don't want to lock yourself out of your own home.
Absolutely.
But at 9 o'clock p.m., you'll probably find my doors locked in my cars. In my home as well.
You guys had a graduation recently for some new guardians, right? The guardian program with the school and providing security for them.
That's correct. Sheriff Morgan provided certificates of completion for the guardian program to five people, and these five will be added to the list of the cadre, I guess I should say, of guardians throughout Escambia County School District. I believe Norm Ross was there, who's the assistant to Mr. To the superintendent. And, again, these five are going to be added to the ones we've had over the last year or two, and they just supplement the security. We obviously have a full contingent of school resource officers. They're sworn sheriff's deputies that are working within our schools. And, again, I don't typically mention the security plan, so I'm not going to tell you exactly where guardians are going to be, where resource officers are going to be. But I think it's safe to say that we obviously are partnering with the school district because the safety of our children is very important. And I am also glad to report that there were no major incidents yesterday. First day of school, we weren't sure if it was going to go off over the last couple months, but
yeah.
Things seem to go pretty well. We don't have anything significant to report.
Well, that is good news. Who is becoming the guardians? I always had in my mind that the folks who would primarily seek out the guardian training would be either, former, possibly retired law enforcement, or maybe former military folks for the most part. Are you seeing any – is that turning out to be true, or what are you seeing for the guys who sign up to be the guardians?
I think that's pretty accurate. I think what you'll see is people that are former law enforcement officers, former military retirees that decide they're still able to work, they're still good with a firearm, and they just want to help. So you're seeing a lot of those particular people. There are a few that want to get into law enforcement, and this is a stepping stone to them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's the training is conducted by the sheriff's office by statute. And we've actually been very successful with that. And the people that pass it, that they're qualified with firearms. They know the laws. and it really has been so far a really successful program.
Outstanding. Well, good news note. Chip Simmons, he's the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, we always appreciate your time and the stuff that you do to keep our community safe. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Take care, Ranger.